综合模拟演练二，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Great changes have taken place in China in the last few years. It's worth visiting China.
Yes, and I am going to pay a third visit to China late this year.
Text 2. Could you turn off the alarm? I'm too tired to get up.
But you said you would go to the airport to see a friend off this morning.
Text 3. Hello, Jay. You look so happy. Any good news?
Yes, my sister got the first prize in a singing competition.
Text 4. Excuse me, we'd like another table for our meal.
I beg your pardon?
We need another table. We have a lot to discuss. This table is too near the window. Text 5.
What kind of dress are you looking for?
Since it's getting warmer this time of the year, I want something lightweight. What do you think would be the best?
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后，有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六七题。
You'll be having meals with us. Is there any type of food that you don't like?
Not really.The only thing is, I'm not very keen on fish.
Not very keen on fish?
No.
Oh, well, that's not much of a problem.
Nothing else. Oh, tea. I don't like it. Never drink tea.
You never drink tea?
I usually have coffee.
Well, we usually have tea all the time.
Oh, dear.
But that's not a problem either. We'll make you coffee.You'll be having meals with us. Is there any type of food that you don't like?
Not really. The only thing is, I'm not very keen on fish.
Not very keen on fish?
No.
Oh, well, that's not much of a problem.
Nothing else. Oh, tea. I don't like it. Never drink tea.
You never drink tea?
I usually have coffee.
Well, we usually have tea all the time.
Oh, dear.
But that's not a problem either. We'll make you coffee.
Listen to the seventh material. Answer the eighth, ninth 题
Was there an accident on the freeway today?
You haven't heard about it?
No. Do you know what happened?
A car knocked into a truck on the 210, but strangely enough, the truck turned over.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you the truth.
Did anyone get hurt?
Two people were injured.
Well, it's unbelievable that no one was killed.
Yes, they were lucky.
Was there an accident on the freeway today?
You haven't heard about it?
No. Do you know what happened?
A car knocked into a truck on the 210, but strangely enough, the truck turned over.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you the truth.
Did anyone get hurt?
Two people were injured.
Well, it's unbelievable that no one was killed.
Yes, they were lucky.
Dad, could I go to visit my school friend, Karen, after supper?
Sure, but remember you must get back home earlier.
All right, Dad. I'll be home by midnight.
Drive carefully, and remember you must not let anybody else drive the car in any case.
Yes, I know. Dad, I won't.
I'd take the second street if I were you. There's too much traffic in the freeway at this hour.
Okay. Bye, Dad.
If I were you, I'd leave Karen's house no later than 11:30.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Dad, could I go to visit my school friend, Karen, after supper?
Sure, but remember you must get back home earlier.
All right, Dad. I'll be home by midnight.
Drive carefully, and remember you must not let anybody else drive the car in any case.
Yes, I know. Dad, I won't.
I'd take the second street if I were you. There's too much traffic in the freeway at this hour.
Okay. Bye, Dad.
If I were you, I'd leave Karen's house no later than 11:30.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Can
you tell me something about your education?
Yes, I'm a graduate of Zhejiang University. I learned business.
Did you like your business courses?
Very much, and I've done well in all of them. Here are the results of my examinations.
You were indeed a good student. What about your spoken English?
I can talk with foreigners freely. When I was at college, I often went to the English corner. We had English teachers from Australia.
We can hire you. We give the employees a salary of $480 a month at the beginning. If you do a good job, you will get a raise in 3 months' time.
That's great. How long should I work every day?
4 hours every day and 2 days off in a week.
Do you offer housing to your employees?
Well, my assistant will tell you what you are interested in.
Okay. When shall I begin my work?
Next week. Can you tell me something about your education?
Yes, I'm a graduate of Zhejiang University. I learned business.
Did you like your business courses?
Very much, and I've done well in all of them. Here are the results of my examinations.
You were indeed a good student. What about your spoken English?
I can talk with foreigners freely. When I was at college, I often went to the English corner. We had English teachers from Australia.
We can hire you. We give the employees a salary of $480 a month at the beginning. If you do a good job, you will get a raise in 3 months' time.
That's great. How long should I work every day?
4 hours every day and 2 days off in a week.
Do you offer housing to your employees?
Well, my assistant will tell you what you are interested in.
Okay. When shall I begin my work?
Next week.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Two businessmen were invited to a dinner at the home of a college professor. One of the men did not have much education and was worried that he might make a fool of himself. But his friend said, "Don't worry. Just do what I do and don't talk about anything that you don't really understand." The first man managed to get through the dinner successfully, but by the end of the evening, he had had a lot to drink and began to get careless. A guest asked him whether he liked Shakespeare, and he answered confidently, "It's very pleasant, but I prefer Coca-Cola." There was an uncomfortable silence in the room, and soon people began to leave. When the two friends were out of the house, the second man said to his friend, "You certainly made a fool of yourself by making that silly remark about Coca-Cola." "What do you mean?" asked the other man. "What was wrong with it? Everybody knows that Shakespeare isn't a drink," his friend replied. "It's a kind of cheese."
Two businessmen were invited to dinner at the home of a college professor. One of the men did not have much education and was worried that he might make a fool of himself. But his friend said, "Don't worry. Just do what I do, and don't talk about anything that you don't really understand." The first man managed to get through the dinner successfully, but by the end of the evening, he had had a lot to drink and began to get careless. A guest asked him whether he liked Shakespeare, and he answered confidently, "It's very pleasant, but I prefer Coca-Cola." There was an uncomfortable silence in the room, and soon people began to leave. When the two friends were out of the house, the second man said to his friend, "You certainly made a fool of yourself by making that silly remark about Coca-Cola." "What do you mean?" asked the other man. "What was wrong with it?" "Everybody knows that Shakespeare isn't a drink," his friend replied. "It's a kind of cheese."